This week, Hawaii Green Growth released results of a survey about attitudes in this time of disruption and where do we need to consider our economic and environmental futures in a post-COVID world. Recently, the state appointed former Hawaiian Electric CEO Alan Oshima as Hawaii's economic navigator to help oversee our community's recovery. We talked to Hawaii's Green Growth's Celeste Connors about how we as a community need to move forward to manage risk and encourage innovation during this time.
It's a really difficult time for our community in so many ways, you know, with the disruption to tourism and supply chains. And we need to acknowledge that there's some real immediate pain with the loss of livelihoods and, you know, within the community and trying to figure out the way forward. I think it does present an opportunity for us to look at ways what you can become more resilient and sustainable. COVID is inherently about disruption. And I think that Hawaii is going to be looking at future disruptions. And so how we emerge from this current crisis and our ability to, I think, manage risk going forward is really going to be key.
This week we saw the city announce that they are re-looking at so many things, including what's happening at Hanama Bay and how that place has been shut down and what's happening there with the Marine Preserve and kind of letting people know that maybe we need to do more to limit the numbers of people that go down there and maybe raise the prices. But it's that kind of thing to help manage tourism as we go forward.
So tourism is a key component of our economy, and there is a lot of discussion about how we need further, I guess, diversification, and Hawaii Green Growth is looking at that. But, you know, what's exciting is this concept of regenerative tourism that is emerging. And really, I don't think anyone in Hawaii fully thought that the way we were going was working even prior to COVID. In fact, I was really delighted to see the Hawaii Tourism Authority had actually rolled out their new five-year strategy in January prior to COVID, where it already recognized that the current trajectory was not sustainable with the number of visitors. And they had actually laid out and mapped out a plan for how you could have a better experience between the visitor and the community and a deeper connection and really enhancing the tourist experience. And that is connected to our ability to steward our natural resources, which is really largely the reason why we have so many visitors to our island. So I think the thing is we were actually already ahead of the curve, including Hawaii Tourism Authority, in recognizing the way we were approaching tourism was not working. The curve just tightened. And so I think it's now an opportunity for it to implement that strategy. The Aloha Plus Challenge is a key component of that strategy, which really looks at breaking down these false dichotomies between economic prosperity and health and culture, and to recognize that the solution that will emerge needs to actually incorporate all of these different components.
And as we look to diversify, people are looking at green energy, you know, those types of things, just to make sure we're not so vulnerable in the future.
Absolutely. I think what we've, you know, discussed with many of our business leaders in our community is that actually COVID has forced us into a more sustainable way of being, whether that is looking at more remote working and then the need to improve our connectivity to clean energy and resilience. And I think this is an area where we're doing quite well. You know, we have our 2030 70% clean energy goal, which is part of the Aloha Plus Challenge, but we have, as you're aware, that even more ambitious goal of 100% clean energy by 2045. And so this has renewed interest in renewable energy and energy efficiency, and we're delighted to see that moving forward. And yet, in order for us to really achieve that, it's going to require community engagement. And so this all really comes full circle to recognizing that to emerge more resilient, more sustainable, more equitable, we're going to have to engage the community in these discussions going forward.
And that's the word, resilient, right? You've got to be resilient, whether it's COVID or rising sea levels, sea temperatures, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. You know, particularly as an island economy and with hurricane season approaching, resiliency is key. It's our ability to bounce back. And even the term recovery is one that I prefer. How do we invest forward into ensuring that we have less disruption? And so this is one of the things that I'm very excited about, an initiative we launched recently with a group called the Global Island Partnership. Is called the Local 2030 Islands Network. And really what it is a hui of islands around the world that recognize we face common challenges And yet islands can really be at the forefront in charting those solutions. And this comes really back to, particularly in Hawaii, how sustainability and our approach with Hawaii Green Growth is based on 1,000 years of knowledge and wisdom, and looking at the island economy from ridge to reef that many are referring to now as a circular economy as a solution that can emerge and increase resilience. So whether you're the Cook Islands or the Canary Islands or Kauai, we share these challenges. We're more vulnerable to external disruptions. Again, it makes us think about how we need to source our food locally to the degree we can, to invest in sustainable agriculture where we can, and to look at supply chain disruption as something that we'll be facing in the future. And I think this is where the innovation comes in, and recognizing that investing in programs that are working, that have been working, and as and when public resources, philanthropic and private resources come available, how we can actually quickly accelerate those programs. So something we did, Catherine, which is really exciting, is Hawaii Green Growth launched a survey, and our network partners said, look, we've been working away at sustainability for quite a while. We know where the opportunities are to put people into jobs, get their livelihoods back on track. And so we put out a survey with many of our partners, and we received over 350 partner responses across 6 sectors statewide. And we identified over 200 green growth projects, including 150 education and job training opportunities and diverse policy priorities. And so if I were to think about how that would break down, to your point, local food systems and agriculture, we received over, 45% of the responses were around that sector, as well as sustainable tourism. And so I think what we're seeing is, how do we, Hawaii Green Growth, focus on action in the near term to look at those projects as off-the-shelf projects that can be funded? So whether it's a farm-to-school program that with a little bit more support and resources could employ more folks immediately. We're also seeing, in some cases, it's not even really the supplier-demand challenges we have with agriculture. It's the connections and the communications between that. So it's a very holistic thing that we need to look at when we're looking at some of the challenges we're facing as a result of COVID.
I don't know how involved you are with, Alan Oshima's group. I know he's cast a wide net, because that's what we need. We need innovation. We need fresh ideas and a fresh way of looking at things.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're really delighted with what Alan is doing, how he's shaped this from a stabilization and recovery and resilience trajectory, his commitment to a more resilient future for Hawaii. And yet I think that we're not going to see a pivot at any particular point in time from when we're in stabilization to now when we're in recovery or resilience. And so I think that's where we're working with Alan and other partners. Hawaii Green Growth, actually, contrary to what some folks might think, because of the name, we're not an environmental initiative, but we actually, our origin story comes from the last financial crisis in 2008. When leaders came together and said, we need to get on a green growth pathway. And this was then further adopted during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting that President Obama hosted in Honolulu, green growth. And that's what actually prompted a group of community leaders to get together to launch Hawaii Green Growth. So we've essentially been working on an integrated economic recovery strategy for Hawaii for nearly a decade. And so this puts us in a good position to engage our partners broadly from across community, bringing those ideas together. And the Aloha Plus Challenge framework, which are our 6 statewide sustainability goals, already sort of capture that diversity of whether we're looking at natural resource management or smart sustainable communities. Equity, social economic culture is at the core of our sustainability framework, and this actually rolls up to the global sustainable development goals. So what we're doing during this particular moment in time is we're convening our stakeholders through our different working groups, a Next Gen working group, Policy and Ledge working group, a Measures working group, because in addition to the convening, we're also tracking our progress on our statewide sustainability goals on an open dashboard, which is on the state.gov website. So we're really holding ourselves accountable to what we're doing, and then at the same time, driving action on these key areas. And again, have a look at the survey. I think I'd really want to encourage folks to look at that, because while we've pulled together the information, and it's really extraordinary to see the input that we have from across sectors, we really want to bring that to the attention of, you know, funders, whether it's public, as I said, private or philanthropic, because there are job opportunities out there. Our partners do have programs that can be scaled, and we can get people back to work. At the request of our partners, we have kept the survey open, but we have over 350 responses and jobs and investment opportunities that are live and available on the dashboard. So dashboard.hawaii.gov, the Aloha Plus Challenge, where you can go and you can click on the survey results, and we're keeping it open for a while so that people can really put in as much information as they can about the number of jobs, the resources needed. We actually put all the results on the dashboard. If you look at that, you can click on different maps to show where the different locations are, for example. You can look at the different analysis of what areas they are. And actually, most importantly, you can get the list directly of projects.
That was Celeste Connors, Executive Director of Hawaii Green Growth, talking about a COVID recovery survey just released this week. For links, check out our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.